Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 7, and in order to understand the significance of 2 Samuel chapter 7, then we first must understand that God is up to something big before we even get to 2 Samuel 7. So like we have said, we can't read the Bible as an anthology of separated stories that convey moral lessons for a happy life. This is not like Grimm's fairy tales of distinct stories that teach us good principles for living the good life. The Bible is a cohesive story of who God is and what's He doing in the world that He has created. And the major storyline is that God is rescuing and redeeming a people and creating a kingdom of people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. He chooses to start this kingdom with the Jewish people, and from them it will incorporate and spread to all the earth. God, back in the book of Genesis, established a covenant with Abraham, promising to do this very thing. And so then later, God established a covenant with Moses, beginning in Exodus 19, to bring blessing on his people when they obeyed and curses when they strayed from God's word of how life is to be lived within this kingdom. And now, in 2 Samuel 7, God establishes the Davidic covenant, which has to do with zeroing in on an aspect of the Abrahamic covenant. In the Abrahamic covenant, God promised that through Abraham's seed, all the families or ethnic groups of the world would be blessed. In the Davidic covenant, that promise of a seed is focused in on David's lineage. So once again, just take note that the Bible is a story, and what we are seeing is that story is built upon promises that God makes His peoples, and then God fulfills those promises in the most miraculous of ways. As you pray today, please remember Marco Gaspar and his family, our national change makers in Portugal. Also remember the Italian LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Italy.